Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 156. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, Nate and Sean, how are you guys?
Doing good.
Amazing.
Amazing, Sean.
How great thou art, is it?
Woo. No, that's not. That's a different song.
That is. And I'm honored to be brought in that way.
Who's Art?
Who is Art?
Yeah.
Art Garfunkel.
You guys are doing all right, though? You're doing good?
Yeah. Yeah. Art's doing good.
Art's good.
Art.
It's recording night.
That's right.
Yeah. What's up with the winter-like weather we had this morning?
Well, we had spring, basically. And then we had winter.
There was a tease, a spring that? Tease is what that is.
Man. I mean, it's 40-degree weather. Woo.
It got up to, what, 73? I think that was the
T-shirts to park
last couple. Yeah. It was a 35 to 40-degree plummet.
Yeah. So I have been sick with a nasty... I have not been. So, last time I was sick.
It's 3 years ago, right?
COVID.
January
of 2021.
Yeah.
And then for 3 weeks. And then I was ready to go back to work. And then, Kenny Stone. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So, I had that going on. And then, so I had not even had a sniffle.
So, what you're saying is you're waiting for a kidney stone.
Okay. Nate, I'm not kidding you. Monday night, I was like thinking like, oh my gosh, I hadn't been sick for 3 years. This is what, you know. I thought, what if I get a kidney stone? I was like, okay, no pain.
We're going to have to get somebody else to sit in that chair for a while.
I was so like, no, please. A nasty cold's fine. Please, not the kidney stone.
Do you know
anything?
That, I know. I've never had a kidney stone. I've watched
don't
people
ever
have them.
Get one.
They say they're awful.
They are awful.
Heather, and I don't think she'd mind me mentioning this.
Oh,
but
no, she got one?
Well, it's been, it was before the holidays last year.
No.
So it's been a minute. But she's got like PTSD from it. Like she's just scared to death that like she gets any kind of ache or pain or something. Yeah. It's like, Heather, you're also in your 40s, so like your back's gonna hurt every once in a while. But she's like, gosh, because they told her there's a couple other kidney stones that are like trying to make their way, you know, and they could someday and they may not. You know,
they say dormant, once you get one, you're susceptible.
She started changing her diet and all that stuff. And
No, you can't just sit there and wonder when. You're, I mean,
no, but
she might not ever get one again.
Yeah, right. But it was awful. It was bad. I mean, like she was miserable.
Thing. Yeah. No, I feel her pain.
Yeah, right.
Or I felt her pain.
Well, she was in the emergency room and they had kind of doped her up a little bit and she was funny. But when I got there to visit, Jenna came after I did, but my mom was there and then my sister, and they said, nurse came in. She said, oh, are you the husband? And she looked over at me. She goes, ew, he's my brother.
She probably barely claims.
I was like, you don't have to say gross, but but I get it. I do. But like,
I love it's not you that, too, sis.
Not that disgusting.
Yeah, right.
I go.
That's hilarious.
So, yes, I've been married to my sister, and that's very, very Kentucky of me. But you know.
Oh, hey, wait.
I used to get that with my mom. Go somewhere.
Jerry and Tracy. See, they're not going to be.
You're the husband? No, that's my mom.
That's my mom.
Gosh. Do I look that old?
I make those mistakes all the time with people, and I just have to laugh it off.
Yeah, it's not been a fun 3 days. I'm better because I haven't been achy since yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Still had that last night, and the night before was just my nose would not stop running and sneezing constantly. So that's when I'm miserable. Somebody said, I think Mike, buddy of mine, he said, oh, put some Vicks vapor rub on your feet and your chest.
Yeah.
Get that stuff. I said, no, I need the opposite. I said, my nose is a faucet. I'm miserable when it's just dripping. It's messy. My eyes are watering. I can't stop sneezing. I said, I need to be stopped up because then I can hack that crap out.
Mm-hmm.
So give me congestion. I know a lot of people don't like congestion. I don't mind that. I'm miserable when I'm like constant. Like last night, I did one of my cleaning accounts. It takes 2 to 2.5 hours. It took me 3.5 because I was every 45 seconds, having to stop, grab a tissue or a paper towel,
your
wherever I was at,
running, yeah.
Constantly. And so I was like, that's ridiculous. And it didn't, I mean, I still have like chat about my lips and all that. So
I don't mind a little congestion as long as it's not the head pressure.
Yeah.
When it feels like my face is going to explode.
And your ears feel, you know,
man, that's horrible.
Yeah. No, I would rather be stopped up than the Niagara Falls of snot.
Are you saying that's nose fun?
Nose fun.
Nose fun.
Nose fun.
Okay.
You know
that
what?
Sounds German, doesn't it? I know. It's not even the dad joke of the show.
Anyway, I'm better. I almost canceled tonight, and I was like, if I get my nose under control, I need a miracle.
Nose.
And man, it was about 3:30 or 4. I was like, I think I can make it. So I think I might have messaged you guys around that time. I was like, I think, and I told Amy, she goes, man, good, go for it.
Like,
you know,
well, we're gonna cancel the party streamers then if you're coming. No, I'm kidding.
I figured that would be the
girls, right?
Right. That's what goes on when I'm not here. Son of a gun.
Yeah. No, honest to God, we're glad you're here.
Windigo?
That's what you were like.
No, I was like
saying, "Oh, I'm sorry," and I'm like,
"Nope,
bummed. I'm just excited that you're going to be here." That's all.
Because I told Amy this morning, I go, "I don't think I can do it tonight." She's like, "Well, I mean, if you can't, don't." And I go, "But I missed 2 weeks ago. I said it'd be 2 weeks or two times out of the last three." And she goes, "What can you do?"
You can hear the creepies in your ears going.
I'm like,
"Don't do that to us again."
And then I was like, "Well, maybe I can at least come and do the
Nate and Sean,
the dad joke." I was like, "I want to."
We could have also done it. If you're having a hard time with your nose, it's not fun to have.
But
I am
better because I didn't want to get like, oh yeah. So I didn't want to snot all over you guys. So
no, it's not funny.
That's not funny.
Okay, that's not funny. It's fine.
Oh boy. Well, creepies, we are here, all three of us. Aren't
that's
you
right.
Glad? They're like, oh boy. Hope they're doing well. Mm-hmm. And the weather was colder today than it had been, and then it's going to warm up. I think 70 against Monday.
Oh, this week
here
in
Indiana.
I think the weekend's going to be pretty nice too, and then it's going to be spring is on its way.
It is. What is it? March 1st on Friday, so that's kind of wild.
Tomorrow's a leap year day or whatever extra day of the year.
29th.
Ben Franklin and his ideas.
I still am not sure what that means. I don't know. I never have in all my years.
The leap year.
What
does
the leap year mean?
It's the four years reset because the calendar is not right.
We don't have an exact.
Why can't we just give every month 30 day or what?
Our 365 day calendar isn't.
You know, we can make
exact,
it
exact. So they do the leap year to make it as close as exact as possible, and then the daylight savings time tries to make things as accurate as possible. It's dumb.
What you're saying is we have daylight leap year.
We need to go. The Aztecs had it right. We have to go on their calendar. So no,
I don't.
It's silly.
When I was a kid, I'm like, what's leap year? Now I'm 52. What's leap year?
I don't understand it either fully. Well, but
I can't remember.
It's
what
a way to make the calendar
as
balanced as possible.
I'm sure somebody will be like screaming.
Oh yeah, like
at us about this, but I can't remember what the fix is. But it's something like going to like a 25 hour day or something like that, and it'd work out. For the year, something stupid like that.
Well, if we're going to do a 25-hour day, we need to have a four-day work or a weekend, not work day.
I'll take a 25-hour day because that gives me an extra hour of sleep.
Right, as long as we can use it for sleeping.
What?
Right.
Oh God, I don't do that. I get my sleep. But no, I was like, what is the leap?
That's
here?
Weird.
So anyway, yes, March 1st is Friday. Mm-hmm.
You leap over. The rest of
the
this
rest,
year.
That's
right.
I did. I was a kid. I was like, what's leap year? And nobody explained it to me. So here I am, 52.
With these weird
what
ideas.
What is leap year? Nobody's explaining it to me. I need these answers.
You're like jumping Jack Flash or something.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Glad everybody's doing all right. Sean.
Yes.
How about the first announcement, sir?
I have them. We say this. I say this, right? Every time, every week. We're
you say
here.
That every week.
I do. I know. It's like a broken record over here. We're here for the guy time, the paranormal. We do the creepy. We have lots of fun. But the most important thing we can do, and we'll do forever, is to make sure that we make a focus on the mental health community we're building. So we want you to get help out there. So call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. You can access stopbullying.gov if you're experiencing any form of bullying.
Excellent job. Thank you. I want to say this real quick. I know we're not to the shout outs.
Well, then say it.
You know what? What's that number again, Sean? No, I want to So our episode is dropping tonight, the whatever it is, the 28th? Is this? Yeah.
Today's the 28th.
Yeah. Correct. Good grief. It is our guest chat with our good friend Kevin of Where the Weird Ones Are podcast. Listen to his latest episode with a guest that we're going to have on in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in April. But anyway, I just love how open and honest he is, and I really appreciate Kevin being honest about his mental health.
Yes.
You know, and he's not afraid to say that he's tried suicide when he was younger and I think maybe when he was older. But just, he mentioned it on that episode today, and I was just like, man, I really appreciate that, because
too,
people have to be, that's growth when you can talk about uncomfortable things and admit, you know, if you're struggling or whatever. So just do that, guys. Hey, don't be afraid. Get counseling, talk.
Yeah,
do,
absolutely.
You know? So, and it helps actually to admit if you're struggling, because it's, but yeah, anyway, shout out to Kevin for not being afraid, you know, to say that stuff on, especially on his podcast.
Truly. It's amazing how, when you stop and think, cause we have this perception that everybody's got it figured out. And the three of us have it figured out. Ha ha ha. All right.
I'll never have it figured out.
Figure out what?
Nate's hopeless.
What was that?
He's hopeless.
he is a smash up, tech engineer over there.
Oh, he's got a shirt on too. I just noticed that.
Yeah. He does. With the emphasis on the Nate.
That's right.
The end.
Yeah. No, but I just duct taped the rest of it to cover you guys up.
When Brett did that. That was
the Nate podcast.
When Brett, remember Brett put, he put Nate on there.
He taped him it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he had the old design.
Yeah. But no, it's,
he quote unquote photoshopped him in.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to call it.
I tell you, Brett. Shout out to our brother from the Evil Never Dies. No, but I really appreciate Kevin and being open and honest. So anyway, where are we at here? I can't even read my show phone. Oh, look at here.
Oh, man.
It's the dad joke.
You know,
or riddle
of
the I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a riddle tonight. Doing a riddle. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Creepies, are you ready?
I'm ready.
No, really, are you ready? Okay. Here it is. What has a bottom at the top? What has a
bottom at the top?
What has
a bottom
at the top?
Is that something to do with the circus?
No. No.
Someone not. Buried upside down.
Did it get closer?
No. Well, you're a little closer.
My mind wants to go inappropriate, and I know not to go there.
Hey, family friendly.
I know. It can't be that then.
Legs.
A bottom at the top. There you go. Well, slightly inappropriate then.
Okay.
I can't say that that's where it was going.
Legs.
But that's good, though.
You like that? I was hoping. I thought Nate was going to pull that out. Sean, I had no hope for you.
No hope.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was
going inappropriate.
I know, when you said bottom, I know. When you said
I was trying to think something with the posterior.
Yeah.
The posterior.
I like it. Oh, wow, getting technical.
I don't know what it means. It just sounded smart.
Your backside. Yeah. At your backside.
So there you go. Legs has a bottom at the top. That is your dad riddle.
She's got legs.
Of the show. Oh, she knows how to use. Okay. where are we at now? Oh, shout outs. Look at that.
Shout out.
It's like I've never done this before. Nate, do you have any shout outs, sir?
I do have a shout out.
Nice.
I know I normally don't.
And the crowd goes wild, right?
But we had our friend Dave Domi get a hold of me and Sean today. And he wanted us to give a shout out to one of his friends who recently has passed away.
Hmm.
He is a U.S. Navy veteran. His name's Christian C. Vincelletti.
Oh,
I hope I pronounced that correctly. Sorry if I did not, Dave. But thank you for your service. And
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, sorry for your loss, Dave, and Christian's family too. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sorry for your loss. And
that's tough. To
yeah.
Yeah.
We're sorry for the loss all the way around. But Dave does know, to be fair, that we butcher the English language and names. So
Dave's
I think he'll
surprised.
Forgive us. No, he will not be surprised at all.
Yeah.
But no.
I'm looking at his obituary, and he's a pretty young guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate to hear that. I'm sorry.
So we truly are sorry for the loss, though. But yeah, that's a great shout out.
Well, it's not the most fun shout out. But
no.
Well, but yeah, condolences. I'm sorry, Dave. Yeah, his family, and tell him that the Mako family says we're sorry. And so, man, was that the only one, Nate, you had? was the...
Yep, that's the only one
Dave's
I have.
Friend. All right, well, thanks for reaching out, Dave, and that's what you guys got to do if you want, you know, a friend or you're struggling or a friend of your, you know, passes away or something like that. Yeah, you're more than welcome to send those to us, and we'll shout them out. Sean?
I'm going to take up the mantle that Nate normally takes, and I'm going to have zero shout-outs.
Oh, wow.
Look at me go!
Look at Sean over there.
I'm all high and mighty over here. I don't have anybody to shout out.
You look pretty proud of that.
I am kind of proud of that.
I'm going to be Nate today.
Shout out to Sean for not having a shout out.
Yes,
good for you.
I'm just glad to be here.
Go team.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. I love it.
I still say that sometimes. Okay, all right, Sean. No shout outs for you. No shout outs for you. I have two of them. The first one is Mara and Morgan. And now these two young ladies were servers at the Charbonos restaurant in Avon, Indiana. My wife and I went out, I believe it was last Thursday. So, yeah, a week ago. We had dinner with friends of ours. And I think Morgan, I think she looks like she was in training because... she was kind of tagging along and then, you know, kind of watching how things were done. They were sweethearts, professional. I came in hot, though. I came in, sat down, and I said, you know, I started giving shenanigans. And, that you know, of course,
sweet tea!
Yeah.
Now!
And so then Carla and Lloyd. Lloyd's been listening to the podcast lately. They were like, you got to watch out for this guy. He's all, you know, shenanigans. And they're like, oh, okay, we got to watch out for this guy. And I was like, me? What? So they were awesome. Great job doing their job. And, like, again, putting up with my antics. And I told them, it's weird. I asked, do you like podcasts? Do you like creepy stuff? Oh, yeah, we love it. We're all into it. I'm like, I so happen to have some business cards.
Just so happen.
My wall. No, anyway, they were very
excited.
You don't
have them on a spring mechanism in your sleeve?
I need something like Spider-Man.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be great? Don't put it past me, Nate. I'm going to look into that after the show.
Call us or we'll call you.
No, anyway, I handed them their cards, and they were like, oh, my gosh, thanks. I said, I'm going to give you guys shout-outs. So they were awesome. And, yeah, so shout-out to
Mara
and Morgan.
Did you autograph the card?
No, I didn't.
Here, let me autograph that for you. There you go.
Nate, I'm, you know what? I'm gonna start doing that. Actually,
it makes it special.
Because the
show
card's
black, right?
I can't.
Yeah, you have to get a silver.
Yeah, like silver or white, something like that. Yeah, I'll do that though soon. I'm gonna go back there. Hey, let me sign that card for you. They're like, oh boy. So they said they're gonna listen, and so hopefully they're new creepies,
nice.
Mara and Morgan. So and Morgan, hope you continue your excellence and. I look like you have a good teacher, mm-hmm. good instructor. And then
unless she's like, I've been here for like 10 years. What are you talking about?
I know.
Never let the cup
well, it looked like
get
it,
empty.
That's right. Oh, man. Well, I said, she goes, and for, what do you want to drink? And I said, yeah, what, Coke, Pepsi? She goes, Pepsi. And I said, can I have a cherry Pepsi? She goes, well, I can put the, what is it? The
grenadine.
Grenadine in it. And uh-huh. I go, that would be awesome. And so when she brought the drinks, it was a regular Pepsi. I didn't say anything. And then she realized it. She came back. She goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, here's your cherry Pepsi. I said, I wasn't going to say a word. It was it's all right. No big deal. You know, and I was teasing her about that. So they had a great sense of humor. They were very fun. They were very fun.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
I figured you'd ask if they had Coke or Pepsi. And they're like, oh, Pepsi. And you're like, give me a sweet tea.
Yeah, you're right. I'll take a Sprite. I know. I've done that before. It's like airplane. Do you have the chicken or the fish? He goes, I had the lasagna. Or, how's that go? You know what I'm talking about? When they're getting sick on the plane?
Yeah, they're getting sick.
That's something completely different.
Yeah. What'd you have, the chicken? Yeah, and he's like, I had the lasagna. It's like, totally opposite. Anyway, second shout out is Jasmine Devers? I'm going to say Devers. She works at my mom, the foot doctor that my mom used to go to. She works there, and my mom said she is an absolute sweetheart, and she's a new creepy. She recently joined. I think she's the latest one that joined our group a couple weeks ago. So shout out to her. She loves all this type of creepy stuff. Mm-hmm. My mom said she is awesome at her job and is so nice, and she said that she's got tattoos. So my mom said, oh, I love your tattoos. She's like, my son has tattoos.
Umpteen thousand.
Yeah. I'm getting more in 3 weeks.
Yes.
So anyway, that's how it all started. And then she's like, well, my son does a podcast. And I'm telling you, my mom wants some zeros. So anyway, that's how she found out about us and our podcast. And then she joined the Facebook group a couple weeks ago. So shout out to Jasmine Devers.
Nice.
I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly. And she does commercials. She does the she does like for radio commercials.
Oh, really?
Voiceover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very
well,
cool.
Or I'm not, and so I know. And then she's an artist and she makes crafts and stuff. So I'll have to kind of find out what all she's got on. But she's a pretty busy lady.
I want
to
do that.
Pretty talented.
Wouldn't you like to do like commercials or like.
Oh, wouldn't it be great?
Isn't that what we do this entire time?
We kind of
do. It? Is it?
All right, yeah.
Is it, Nate?
Is that what? Are we professional? We try to be.
Hold on, I can hear the creepy laughing.
I have to mention something about tattoos. Jen and I were walking the other day.
You got one.
I got one. Slacker. She's got two.
Oh, I didn't know Jenna had any.
She has a matching one on her back with my right shoulder. Hers is lower.
Did you hear that? The matching back. Tattoo.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Boy,
we got
to tell you how sappy is that.
is God's this cool. love? And then she's got one on her thigh that's a butterfly. And she got that in college. Telling on her, but a friend of hers that she works with, who her friend Allie, shout out to Allie. I don't know if Allie listens, so we should probably shout out to her, but she might someday. You never
know. I don't even like Allie.
Oh, darn it, Allie. But she does have a lot of tattoos, so you might like her for that.
Okay,
but
I love Allie.
She love Allie. So she's telling Jenna the other day, like, they go to a workout class together with another girl, Megan, who does listen to our show, by the way. Shout out again to Megan. An old friend of mine now from Hendrix.
I know
you're very confused. They all go, three of them, after working, because they all work at Hendrix. And then they go
to Megan O'Donnell?
They go to, yes.
Okay.
They go to the Haunted Hargrave, the basement, and have a workout class.
Oh, they do
there.
At Danville?
Mm-hmm. I asked every time.
Why did you not? How come you didn't say anything until now?
They just started doing it recently.
Oh,
I think Megan's been working out there for a while.
Okay,
I asked them.
Okay.
I've asked Jenna and I've asked Megan, is it haunted? Have you seen the ghost yet? And Jenna's like, it's super creepy down there. So.
Is it?
But yeah, but they've been, anyway, they're working out together, and Allie was trying to convince Jenna, like, you need to come
That's
get a tattoo with me. And I told Jenna on the walk, I'm like, get one. I don't care.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you get one, and I'll get another one. I would like to do that.
Slacking.
Amy's slacking. Got two. I've only one after two. All the 44 years, I've only got one.
Between Amy and I, we have 31. I have 29.
I got zero.
Yeah. We got to get Nate inked up.
Nate, you got to at least get yours. Skull or whatever you got with your and then with the run of the board, you know, maybe. Yep. Yeah,
Nate's a solid no.
I thought you guys would get at least the logo.
He's like,
my body's a temple.
All the time growing up, I always figured I would get a tattoo or two, but every time I go to think about it, I just cannot think of anything that I'd want on my body my entire life.
You mean you don't want Sean and I?
What about a facial tattoo like Mike Tyson?
Oh, my God.
Well, my face is my tattoo.
Is that right? Yeah, there you go.
You don't want to see what
I
look like
before. You know what you
like
need to do? Let's get a tattoo of Tatooine from start. So that you can Tatooine? Say, you like my tattoo or my Tatooine tattoo?
Excuse me?
Or get a tattoo of Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny? Like my tattoo.
My tattoo?
Tattoo.
Guess where he's at? He's on
the
Tatooine.
The plane.
I am literally, you think I'm on cold
medicine. Are you hepped up on cold medicine? Just vitamin C and Tylenol.
Hi! What is going on around here? I get it. Yeah, I'm March 21st, whatever that Thursday is my next.
Are you telling us what it is or no?
It's a surprise. I'm getting like three or four. One of them is the original Wolfman.
Oh, that's what you did tell us, yeah.
Yeah, because that was my dad, one of the characters that scared the crap out of my dad when he was younger. And then I'm getting some more on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what. I'm trying to come up with some of those. So I might get one actually of... on Tatooine.
Mm-hmm.
Come to think of it, that's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
No, but yeah, I'm at least get three.
Your body is a wonderland.
She gets so booked up that that's why I get a bunch at the same time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I'll see you in 6 months.
Because yeah.
That's what, yeah. I've been on a list too lately. I've been on a waiting list to try to get it sooner.
Yeah.
I just got an email today. No slots for you. No open slots for me.
Back on it.
I mean, I could wait.
You must wait.
Yeah. Anyway, now I encourage you, Nate. I encourage you to get some tattoos.
Maybe, well, I'll go together.
Guess I can see you getting something like with music related, a bass. Yeah, I think that'd be kind of cool.
I've thought about getting something. A bass guitar or something, but then
your forearm or
back when I was playing hockey, my favorite team's Detroit Red Wings, so I always thought I'd get the winged wheel on my shoulder or something. But
I like that. I've always liked their logo. I don't like Detroit, but I like their logo. Yeah, I don't. Well, I'm looking at the Friday the 13th. Get him Jason. Get the, the hockey mask. Speaking of hockey, then see there.
Yeah,
you go.
Rachel would love that.
Rachel Schmachel. Again, she can't hear me. Again. I'm gonna kill that guy. I get it. Well, anyway, if you guys want to get tattoos, I got a gal. So Desiree Mattingly, she is the best in Monrovia, Indiana. I think that's it. I think that's all the shout-outs. Special announcements. I'm going to reel these off as quick as I can.
Okay.
And still, hopefully, they come out coherent.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's see if I can do that. Okay. Special announcement number one. Ooh, this is coming up. We are doing a Mako meet and greet on Friday, April 5th from 5 to 9 p.m. It's going to be at the horror-themed coffee shop and Airbnb. It is the Black House Cafe. The cafe is located at 1122 Shelby Street in the Fountain Square section of downtown Indianapolis. Real quick, Olivia and I went there this past Saturday, dropped off some flyers. And so I got to see them on a Saturday, and they were busy, busy, busy. They had, I bet two or three people sitting at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had, that side room, Sean, where they didn't have the pictures or the
but they were going to, yeah.
So that's all decorated. It got, ooh, nice.
Right. That'd be awesome.
There were probably six or seven people sitting in there, just hanging out, talking. And then the area where you and I, the front area, pretty much, I think every chair or the little couch things, not love seats, but you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
There are people sitting there and then standing, waiting on their order. And, Mare. And her, I don't know what her name is. It wasn't Roman. She was super nice. She took our order and made the drinks. They were hopping, though. They were very, very, very busy. But anyway, I got to take my daughter in there and check. She thought it was pretty cool. So we're excited. And we'll be there. Yeah, April 5th. Come out. And then we dropped off flyers at Greenwood Happy Haunts, which I'm going to mention. They're going to come out. Corey and Scott are going to try to make it to the meet and greet. So I'm excited, if you can't tell. Speaking of, so then meet and greet on Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
That's right.
From 5 to 7 o'clock. And this is going to be at, I can't believe I'm going to say it, the Randolph County Asylum in Winchester, Indiana.
Don't you play with me. Don't you
toy with my emotions. We've only been wanting to get out there for 27 years.
It feels like it.
That's right. So we are going to be out there. So come out and check out the asylum. And there's going to be a tour afterwards. I know they kind of booked that quick, so I don't know if there's any available time to get, to do the tour. So I think it's like $25 per person. So like I said, you can look into it, see if there's any availability left. But if not, why don't you just come out and see us?
Right. Exactly.
All right. And then last but not least, our
huge,
the Creeped Out and Haunted live show 2024 at the Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. It's going to be on Saturday, September 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Arrival time is at 5:15. And we are going to have our special guest speaker and friend, paranormal investigator and author, Austin Lawrence. He's been on the show.
Yes.
He's excited.
He's a friend at Creepy.
He is. He's a creepy, right? You didn't say he's creepy, right?
He's no. Although he might say that about himself. I don't
very
know.
Very creepy.
Well, although Jenna.
I love him for it. Jenna got a little upset with him, yeah.
She might have something else to say. That still cracks me up.
He's probably going to give her the biggest smile when he sees her. I know. Like,
but yeah, Austin's going to be out don't there. Hate me. Yeah, that's right. It's going to be fun. Tickets are only $10 and they can be pre-purchased using the PayPal account, the @TWHedges312, my Venmo, which is @TODD-Hedges, HEDGES-3.
Easy for you.
The number three. That's right. I ripped that off pretty well.
You did great.
That's right. This guy doing cut his mic. and then Cash App is the $ Todd William 312. And guess what? We'll take cash. Straight cash, homie.
Yeah.
cash works it well. And then also you can buy tickets the day of. You don't have to pre-purchase. Mm-hmm. I say pre-purchase. You don't have to. Show up to the show. Just pay, okay?
Just pay, yeah, right.
No, just joking. And then
we call the Brute Squad.
That's gonna be fun, though. It's gonna be really fun. And then that's only. I mean, that's three things. We got tons of time. More stuff to come. 2024.
So you're saying things up our sleeve.
Stay tuned, huh?
Nice. Things up our sleeve. Besides not
tattoos.
Just
business card,
not just the card.
Oh, I'll say before. Besides tattoos,
business card.
I'm gonna work that out. I'll get, me too. How about that? How about that? How about that stuff?
How about them apples? Is that
how
what you're
about
saying?
Them apples? So like anyway, come out and see us at our events. We want to see you people.
Is there pleased with that? Pretty pleased. Sugar on top.
No. Pretty pleased.
Pretty bird.
Well, now I'm out of breath. I did pretty good though without.
And you're
because I am kind of like
your nose isn't like the Niagara Falls.
No.
That's good.
Anyway, Sean.
Yes.
Lawn Shaman. What are we going to talk about for this episode?
We are going to talk about the Lizzie Borden house.
Nice. Whose topic choice was that?
Oh, this is Nate's.
Never heard of it.
Nathan.
Lizzie Borden. Is that ice cream? The Borden ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think something like that.
No. This is not, this is not going to whet your appetite. Is it?
I was really excited about this. So
yeah.
This is a very famous story. So Sean, a little background.
Absolutely.
Foundation.
Absolutely. We have talked about this multiple times or brought it up and thought, oh yeah, we're going to have to talk about it. So here we go. The Lizzie Borden house, anyway, is notorious for being the home of Lizzie Borden, the one and only, right? And her family is a location of the 1892 unsolved, isn't that crazy? Double murder of Lizzie's father and stepmother, Andrew and Abby Borden. It is located on 232nd Street in the city of Fall River, Massachusetts. Anything Massachusetts, Dave Domi's out there like, yes, Massachusetts. Shout out to him. There is my shout out, right? To Dave.
That's right. I'm like, that's like Kentucky and... In Massachusetts,
those we bounce two homes.
You know,
we like bounce back.
I'm a Hoosier. I'm an Indiana boy, but
it's those Boston
I love
Red,
Kentucky. Those Red Sox. Of course, I've been to Kentucky a thousand times, but I'm a Mass guy. You know, I mean, unofficial. You know, I still say my R's though. You know,
that's fair. You know, park the car in the yard.
Park the car. You know,
Baja.
However you do it. That's right. You know, if your last name's Harper, it's Hoppa.
That's right.
Hoppa.
Everybody I love that. If I could,
everybody
have any
sounds
accent,
like a Kennedy, right?
Get in the car.
Get in the car. That's why I love watching Good Will Hunting.
Oh yeah.
Love the accents. But anyway, Lizzie Borden. Yeah, 1892, and it still is not technically solved. They don't know who did it.
It was very brutal. Andrew was killed by a hatchet.
Were you there?
To the head.
now he's the dad.
He is the father. Mm-hmm. His body was found on a sofa in the living room. And
lounging.
Her stepmother was also killed with a hatchet.
What was her name again? I can't remember who.
What'd you say?
What was it, Sean?
Oh my gosh, I've already lost it. What is her name?
I just want to make sure people are.
Oh my gosh, where it's right here. My brain's gone. Abby.
Okay.
I wanted to say Audra or Audrey.
So yes, Abby. She was also killed by a hatchet and was found in an upstairs bedroom.
Yeah. This. Story or this crime has been, I mean, they've made movies, documentaries, they've had over all these decades so many law enforcement trying to reenact it, trying to figure out, you know, was it Lizzie, was it her sister, was it some guy off the street, some mm-hmm. You know, I mean, every single person imaginable trying to, you know, I think there's even some uncles that they may have thought, okay, mm-hmm. They, you know, because they're like trying to figure out who had the time to kill these people without them, you know, suspecting it and getting away with it and not, you know, like just.
And they still don't know.
And that's
crazy, right?
But, you know, but what they did was they screwed up big time because they just let people come through. They didn't really, like today they would rope it off. They'd tape it off, but they let too much get tampered, you know, the evidence and things like that. So, but they had a lot of, I think most of the things point towards Lizzie because she had purchased, you know, rat poison. She purchased, like, you know, a few days leading up to it. The hatchet was from the shed.
She had a motive.
Backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She did not like Abby. She didn't like her stepmom.
Yeah. And she didn't really care for her dad either.
And her dad was a tightwad.
Mm-hmm.
They had money. She was always jealous of other people, even though they had a nice, for that back then, a nice house. Mm-hmm. And yet, but he didn't like to spend money. So she always wanted to live better than what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so she hated.
Resented him for that.
Resented, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you know.
But she, Sunday school teacher, she was very active in the church. So they said, now there's no way the Sunday school teacher is going to do this. The other thing is after this and after she was acquitted and after, you know, they didn't have enough evidence, you know, solid evidence to convict her, she stayed in that community. Like most people think whether she was guilty or not, you've been like, I'm treated awful. I'm leaving this community.
I know.
But I think there was part of her was like, I did not do this. I'm sticking it out here. Or maybe she just, or she did do
Spite.
It. Thought, who knows? But yeah, it's really hard to figure out. But
well, she had pretty much the whole town despised her.
Oh yeah. They throw eggs at her new house and all that. Yep.
She was guilty in their eyes. You know, they had nobody else. Mm-hmm. I mean, though they hated her, and yeah, but she did. She stuck it out as an older lady, and then, but I do believe that. I am drawing a blank. Abby, because they lived together. I think did Abby move on? Because I really wanted to. Everybody knows the Lizzie Borden story, so I didn't do a whole lot of like. Because and I've heard it a million times, mm-hmm. so I didn't do. Mine's more of the. What's happened since the haunting paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Abby and her, because they were living together, sharing the house. But I was thinking either one of them did move out or...
I think her sister moved on, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to think something like that. But yeah, oh yeah, she was not a welcomed member of mm-hmm. the town, of society. Yeah.
So. It said from 1872 to 1982, the house was the property of Andrew Borden, Lizzie's father, who was a member of the Fall River High Society.
Oh, yeah.
After Lizzie's trial and acquittal for murdering her father and stepmother in her home, she bought another house located at 7 French Street that she named Maplecroft. Lizzie lived there until her death on June 1st, 1927. Yep. House number of the 92nd Street was changed to 230 in 1896.
Right.
So
I thought she did.
And then it operated as a bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And I believe the house that she bought was in the area that she wanted to live in when her dad's stepmom.
Like a fancy house on the hill kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It actually was. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, back then this house was really nice. You know?
Well, and the kids, that's when, you know, we hear, I've always heard the Lizzie Borden, you know, and the whole, the chanting of, you know, Lizzie Borden gave her, what is it?
40 wax.
40 wax, and then gave her, you know, mother 41 or father 41 or whatever it is. But that's the school kids of that community came up with that and would sing it outside of her house. To taunt her. So it was something that she had to hear as well. So you can only imagine, especially if she was innocent, how awful that would be, you know?
Yeah. Hmm. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 wax. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. 41,
there you go.
Well, creepy. The creepiest rhymes are from kids.
Like, sounds sensible.
Exactly. It's like, wow. It's a very popular, and so she lived 36 years after the murder.
Yeah. This is funny. It's operated as a bed and breakfast since 1996 under the ownership of Martha McGuinn, who inherited the house. Martha's grandparents purchased the house on August 4th, 1948. According to Martha McGuinn, the room where Lizzie's stepmother, Abby Borden, was found murdered is the most requested room of the bedrooms at the bed and breakfast, of course, very haunted as well. The Fall River Historical Society promotes the Lizzie Borden bed and breakfast as a tourist attraction. People flock there.
I guess in that room, they call it the Andrew and Abby suite. A woman in a nightgown is often seen in that room.
Uh-huh.
And people believe that is Abby Borden.
Hmm. I'm going to say it right now. Put it on the list, Sean.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. This is definitely one that we would love to go see.
This is a place I'm going to go. Because Amy and I want to do a New England trip, just ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we might catch a Red Sox game. I don't know. You know, I didn't know they played that day, honey. No, but
go down to Cheers.
Cheers. Whoa. I didn't know I booked Lizzie Borden house.
Inadvertently.
I clicked on Paul Revere.
She's like, you had this awful planned out. I'm like, oh, no, I didn't know this was so happened to be the haunted Lizzie Borden. Yeah, it's, I'm getting I guess I have a subscription to McAfee. I don't think so. they call it the world's, one of the world's best haunted hotels. Now, I don't think it's it's more of an Airbnb.
Yeah.
I don't say a hotel. But yes, you can stay there. You can, they do overnight investigations and tours. Pretty much everything. And I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, bed and breakfast. And so it's a really pretty house. I mean, the windows are beautiful, and it's been well maintained from what I hear. It's definitely a place, though, that's, you know, very popular in pop culture. And they, like I said, they've made documentaries, shows, movies. I think, what's the girl? She's a really good actress, woman. She played Wendy in the remake of The Addams Family. What is her name? You know who I'm talking about? She was dating Marilyn Manson at one time.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of her. I can't see her name.
She was in a movie of Lizzie Borden. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Amy and I watched a documentary. This is, 10 years ago. So today's law enforcement were going step by step with all the evidence and all the so-called...
Christina Ritchie?
Yes, thank you.
Christina Ritchie. Yep. Yeah.
It just finally
thank
came.
You. That's awesome.
I saw her burned in my She's soul in enough. I was like, I got to remember this name.
I heard it's good, but we watched the documentary. Man, I tell you what, it was like 2 hours long, and I was fascinated. Like, here they are, 100 and some years later, how they can put everybody where they were and how they, you know, and now this would have happened if, the, you know, or this couldn't have happened if this person was right, you know, and this, oh my gosh, they had to
piece it all together.
Amazing how they, you know, the forensics and all that. And Amy and I afterwards, I said, well, what do you think? She goes, I think from what I remember, we're like, it had to be Lizzie Borden. I mean, I'm sorry. I know she got acquitted, but it too much points to her than it does anybody else, anybody else, you know.
This place is very active. You can have your arms and legs and ears pulled.
You're pulling my leg.
I am. And then there's figures moving about in the rooms. One of the managers, his name's Jared. He, as a child, he would see shadow figures down in the basement.
Nice.
I'm down for that.
There's a... instance where someone experienced a wind-up cat toy on the chest start moving on its own, playing and doing its thing.
Yeah.
Hearing voices, footsteps, furniture moving. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
The basement is a very hot spot, or a place that for activity. There is a ghost cat. That's supposed to roam.
Those are the best places that have ghost
friendly
animals,
yeah,
right?
Very friendly. But in the basement, and there's a picture. It does show a face. It says, some people claim a face is visible on a wall in the basement of the Lizzie Borden house on 2nd Street. And so did you guys see this picture? It's in the Herald News. Straight on, you can see kind of like a...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now obviously you can make it, you know...
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so... I thought that was cute when I heard about the cat. This one. Like you could be sitting there, I guess, or laying on the bed, and all of a sudden you start feeling this, like, wait a minute, this is like a cat, like an animal. Uh-huh. And I guess there was a cat.
And nothing there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's been on all the different shows, Ghost Adventures, and all the other popular.
Here you go, Todd.
What?
Special romance packages are available for guests who are planning a spooky but romantic getaway.
That's not us three, though.
No. I'm trying to think. Would that be romantic? No. That's creepy. No. I was
kinda... But you could sell it to Amy a lot easier, right?
Yeah. Hey, babe. Little do you know, Nate and Sean are going to join us. Oh, that's creepy. No, yeah, how much is that, Nate? Do they give a price?
I have not seen a price yet.
No.
Gotcha. But guests can opt to eat breakfast for an additional $20 per day.
Bah. peanuts. yeah, the house, from what I remember, is decorated exactly how it was in 1892.
Isn't that wild? That's cool, though.
Yeah. So it...
And also the floorboards are stained by Andrew Borden's blood.
Yes. Yes, it is. And real quick, the furniture isn't the same furniture, mm-hmm. like the exact furniture that they were murdered, but it's the same type.
From that
but
era.
You're right, though. But it does have the stains on it. I mean, that's
nostalgia right there.
Yeah.
Good old blood stains. Remember the good old days.
You can see the stains in the under the hatchet basement suite.
Ooh, that'd be. Let's see. Our anniversary is coming up. I didn't have that planned, but maybe I should. Yeah, this place. What else you got? Sean, you got any?
Tours of the house often make reference to the possibility of ghostly activity. Yes. And in their book, The Ghost Chronicles, self-proclaimed medium Maureen Wood and self-proclaimed paranormal scientist Ron Kolick describe experiencing ghostly events in the house, a lot like what you were talking about, Nate, mm-hmm. all the regulars. And this is on the other side, though. However, investigator of claims of paranormal Joe Nickel reports that these claims are based upon either unverifiable personal feelings of ghostly presence, the best kind, though, right? Or the use of well-known and well-understood techniques like table tipping, like a Ouija board, and dowsing rod effects involve the iodometer effect rather than the presence of ghostly spirits. So there are people out there that think it's a bunch of hogwash. But this is interesting, though. I didn't know this. It was sold for $2 million in 2021. Still operates as a bed and breakfast, but the new owner is Lance Zoll. But $2 million. Woo.
Yeah, that's
pricey.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful house.
He had promised, it says that he stated that he would keep the property operating as a bed and breakfast and hope to expand the business to include other Lizzie Borden themed activities in the future.
Yeah, it looks like they do a mystery game there now.
That'd be fun.
Travel back in time to the afternoon of the murders and play detective. You can talk to the witnesses and try to find the real killer.
That would be fun.
I say Lizzie. Okay, game over.
That's right, yeah. Easy peasy.
Yeah, I would. That'd be fun to do. So, in the Lizzie Borden house, says Abby Borden's ghost, says many times an older woman is seen wandering the house. Some guests think it's a maid or the host of the B&B. Getting up to greet the woman, they find themselves alone. It's Abby going about her chores just before walking into the guest room to meet up with her stepdaughter and a hatchet. Abby's mostly seen in the second floor hallway and guest room. Visitors sleeping in that room, they have felt the bed sheets tighten around them. Then they hear brushing as if hands slide across the covers with a slight pressure against their chest and legs. Abby meticulously straightening the fabric, calmly making the bed on what was thought a normal Thursday morning. That's that's pretty eerie.
Hmm.
Kind of cool, though.
Yeah. A couple other events that I've found. I don't know if they have happened as of yet, but they were working on axe throwing events.
They're going to make
their own custom hatchets for that, which will also be sold as souvenirs.
Nice.
That's very cool.
You can't beat that. Get a nice hatchet from. Wow. I'm not sure if I'm impressed or a little disturbed. Both, actually.
Crazy.
This is from an article that is by Allison Horrocks. And it's the Lizzie Borden house, and it's titled Tour the Macabre. It says, my husband and I recently traveled to Fall River, Massachusetts to tour the infamous Borden house. Stepping through the door is a bit like being transported back to the 19th century. Although the furniture and decor is not original to the house, like you said, Todd, great care has been taken to create a perfect Victorian setting. The pieces of furniture made famous by the crime scene photos have been replaced by near replicas, making the site all that more chilling.
Yeah. No kidding.
And all the portraits of the family, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. It's
what's amazing to me is they have this sounds awful. But it is what it is. The murder happened, whoever or however it was done, but they have pictures. Like you can see Andrew mm-hmm. slumped over, Abby mm-hmm. slumped over. It's like, wow, and they have different angles. So I mean they got a bunch, you know, they took pictures of it. Yeah, it's really disturbing, but it's like yeah, this is awful, but it's kind of cool to see like something from 1892, you know, where it's not like, oh wow, I wish we had pictures. I mean, it's horrible that happened. So I'm trying to make it better. But yeah, like it's kind of neat that they had the opportunity to take pictures to show what this gruesome,
yeah,
you know, thing happened or how it happened. You know,
I know there's pictures of him with the blanket, like they put a blanket over him too for obviously respect. But
yeah, well, he
that was
and,
yeah,
oh, it's just, and there's but and yeah, I mean they they said it was I believe it was him. Like his head was almost cut off.
Yeah, like almost near decapitated.
Yeah.
And like blood was still freshly flowing, so I mean that's how they could tell that had happened recently. And then the Abby was like they said she had been dead for a while, like within a couple hours or so.
She was, she was in the second floor bedroom, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think, and I think she was, I think it was on the bed or she slumped over on the floor. I can't remember, but she's fit like face kind of face down. She,
yeah,
where Andrew's kind of
on the floor.
Sitting. He's
kind of
slumped. Yeah. Sitting,
he was on that little sitting kind couch or whatever they call it. Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. right, yeah. Just bizarre, but says and this comes from. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, all I was gonna say was he was taking a nap because he had come home from work.
Yeah,
They all had like food poisoning, but they thought like Abby thought that they were being poisoned by some kind of a. That's why they apparently had made a fair amount of enemies. Yeah. You know. In the community, that's why they thought, well, maybe somebody else did this, but she thought maybe they were trying to be poisoned. They were somebody was trying to poison him, and the doctor's like, no, you've got food poisoning.
Well, they had
so
the maid.
He had come home, you know, the maid, wasn't she the one that was puking out in the yard or whatever, washing windows? And
well, they're like, well, how, you know, like maybe she did, or how did she not see anybody? Like maybe she was in on it, you know what I mean? Where she was like, go ahead, do what, you know, because she was supposed to, I guess, washing windows. You know, and there's a bunch of windows, but
Lizzie like freaked out when she found her dad too. Like, so they said, I don't know. I just,
or putting on a show.
Yeah. Well, and that's possible too. Mm-hmm. So, this shows, it says, gruesome reminders of the crime are on display in the dining room. A 19th century autopsy table hangs from the wall, alluding to Mrs. Borden's autopsy taking place in that very room. Also on display are replica skulls of the victims after their deaths, so the big gashes.
Oh, yeah.
And the real skulls were used as evidence during Lizzie's trial, which there's pictures of those, too.
Yeah, that's where you want all that stuff, in the dining room.
Along with the blood.
Bread and breakfast.
Where old Andy
lay. Hey, you call him Andy?
Andy. I did, yeah.
Andy and Abs. Nice.
It makes it more personal, right?
Yeah, I guess.
That's a cool little tidbit here. This particular article, they looked at 75 hotels worldwide and ranked them. Lizzie Borden House earned a 9.73 out of 10 on the spooky scale.
I can't go there.
Enough to nearly take the top spot worldwide.
I always look for 9.74 myself.
Is that your magic number?
Yeah. So, I mean, do better. You get 9.73.
They're just not trying hard enough.
That's average. Yeah.
Do better, Poltergeist.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you say Poltergeist?
So the Lizzie Borden ghost. This website's called Ghosts from Massachusetts. Says, what about Lizzie? She's there too, right? It's not all about Abby and Andrew, or Andy as you call him. Says, guest staying in the bedroom beside hers, wake at night. It's subtle but undeniable. The sound of a woman crying on the other side of the wall, reported to the hosts many times. The same crying around the same time of night. And just imagine being that host, a husband and wife always in the house, day or night. Says, one evening, the wife fell asleep in the main parlor after a long day of cleaning. She woke up confused at 3 a.m., looked around the dimly lit room, realizing she was still in the house. Though the parlor door, she saw the grand staircase. I'm sorry. Through the parlor door, she saw the grand staircase. And then there was movement. Pressed against the wall was an odd shadow stretched all the way up the stairs. It did not match other shadows or items blocking the lamplight. It says, and it was moving, swaying at first before rolling up the stairs. A figure like a person, slowly moving up each step, disappearing at the top. The wife thinks it was Lizzie, a residual energy remaining from a violent tragedy, as the young murderess slowly climbed the stairs to meet her stepmother one final time. So it might just be playing over and over. Hmm.
Residual.
Yep.
Did you guys say
anything? Which I would buy that, the residual. I don't.
Uh-huh. Did you guys find anything about two children ghosts that are also in the house? Well, of course, they say Abby and Andrew are there, but there are ghosts of two children murdered by their mother at the house next door in 1848.
Oh, that would have been 44 years before, or 34 years.
So I'd say don't live on that street because murders happen.
What did you say? What was it? What year?
1848.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so 44 years before the...
That's weird.
Because it's, yeah, because it's 1892, right?
Yeah. All that math comes together, right? Yeah.
every 44 years, there's a murder on that street.
Oh, man.
44
just like
whack.
The creeper.
Oh, wait, right. That's right. No, that's, wait a minute. That's 23 years. Well, then plus 21. I don't care. I don't know. That's cool. Yeah, I'm telling you. I want to go here so bad. Says a former paranormal investigator, he sought out the experience of staying overnight in the infamous Lizzie Borden house. He said, it was wonderful. They set up the night perfectly, luring you with the vintage charm and snacks. Oh, I'm in. Snacks.
Hey, had you had snacks.
Yeah, I'm like, Scooby and whatever his name is.
Shaggy.
Zoinks. Raggy. They said they set up the night, okay, with the snacks, setting up a nighttime tour of the house just before you go to bed, featuring general history and family lore, different sites, including where both Abby and Andrew were killed, from top to bottom, while sprinkling in guest ghost stories. Thankfully, the waiting list to stay there wasn't long. That is, if you wanted to stay in a lesser haunted room. It says you may wait months to stay in Abby's death room, I can imagine, or Lizzie's bedroom. He said, instead, I settled for a space in the back of the house, not historically a bedroom. However, it shared a wall with Lizzie's room. It says, I thought about the experiences before going to sleep, how guests heard the crying or knocking from the wall. Yes, not the most popular way to get ready for sleep. He says, but what can I say? I'm weird. That was pretty funny. Yeah.
I have this TripAdvisor review.
I think they get good reviews.
I was told that if you leave money on the dresser, Andrew Borden will leave you alone at night.
Really?
If you select this room and would like to be left alone, I suggest you leave money.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Sounds like a good, solid piece of advice.
I want to be left alone. I want to have some activity.
Well, don't leave money.
I'm not. I work hard for my money.
There was an article that I was reading from earlier. It says, the husband and wife, it says, Deb, our tour guide, led us through each room, thoroughly explaining how and where the events of the day occurred. We were given plenty of time for inspection, and photography was encouraged. The tour was casual and well done, and I was surprised at how much free rein we were given to explore. We were even encouraged to lie on the settee. So that's the little couch that he was taking a nap on, the settee. Recreating the crime scene for a macabre photo opportunity. There's nothing typical or stuffy about this museum tour. Though the tour is entertaining, we were reminded of the horror of the events by well-placed crime photos and a presentation of the murder's sobering facts. It was unsettling to hear of the 19 blows to Abby's head as we stood at the spot where she fell. And yeah, it shows all the different pictures and the hatchet that they think was used. And her, you know, Lizzie Borden's room actually looks quite delightful, you know, like it looks like something like your grandma would have all dressed up and ready for you to
well,
spend
the
night.
Ready to hack you to death.
Yeah, exactly right. The looming over you, right?
But am I right? From the hatchet was from their shed.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
whoever got it.
And it didn't look very old. Like, I mean, as I understand it, like she purchased it not that long before. Or that it was, maybe not she purchased it, but it was purchased by the family or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
There's a long time tour guide and employee, former, Shelley. She has slept in every room alone on every floor and has never seen anything. She's heard odd noises every once in a while, but you could explain about 99.9% of them due to them putting air conditioning into the house and just all the different holes for the rooms to breathe and stuff. Things sound goofy throughout the house. But she did say, people have checked on me, terrified. I've had to walk people to the bathroom, and she would tell them, the dead don't hurt you. It's the living outside the window that you need to worry about.
Lizzie is...
Truer words were never spoken.
That's right.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, Nate, it's the living outside the...
Lizzie is buried by her parents, though. So in the cemetery that's on the outskirts of town, you can actually still visit. You can visit her and the parents that were hacked. So
I'm surprised they Lizzie haunts her house that she moved to.
Oh, well, that I believe for sure. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't really think about getting that.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you could stay in that one too.
Might do that sometime. Yeah, I this couple, this comes from Country Living website. She says they wanted to go spend the night and they did a tour. So she says, but before we, I'm kind of coming in. She was just saying, talking about the, you do a tour and the tour guy's taking you to all the different rooms, telling you exactly the details that have been known over the years and, you know, how it happened to their knowledge and all this. And she says, but before we could turn out the lights and get under the covers, a guy took us and the dozen or so other guests on a 2-hour tour of the entire house. That'd be cool. Starting in the parlor, which was decked out in enough lace and, what is that, chintz? Chintz? C-H-I-N-T. I've never seen that word. Chintz? C-H-I-N-T-Z? Is that chintz? Anyway, to supply several B&Bs. He launched into the history of the Bourne family, and this is where it's funny. Says the first stop was the room I'd be staying in later that night. It's the John V. Morse room, also known as the murder room. As the guy described the details of Abby's murder, he also passed around a binder of laminated photos that guests had taken while staying at the inn. One picture, the guy told us, was taken by a woman staying in the murder room. In the middle of the night, she spotted something on her partner's side of the bed, so she jumped up and quickly snapped this photo. Show you guys.
Man,
maybe, that's creepy. Maybe you can post that next week. Anyway, so it says, she goes, this was the exact bed I was sleeping in later that night. Great.
All right.
Like, so I thought it was funny.
Got that to look forward to.
That's right. I think it's kind of cool, though. Like, wow, what is that?
So. One of the tour guides is a paranormal investigator, and it said that she had her own experiences being touched by unseen hands, feeling a tug on her shirt, and hearing whispers spoken in her ears. And she's talking about the kids you're talking about, the claim to hear children giggling in the attic bedrooms.
That'd be so really spooky.
Wouldn't it be? Oh, well, that's kids, unnerving.
Yeah, when kids, I don't know, man. It adds a different eeriness, you know, when you hear the laughing of children and all that. So, says the same person says, and if that wasn't creepy enough, there were several vintage Ouija boards on display in the parlor too, one of which our guide strongly cautioned us against using. Says, believe me, I did not need to be told twice. So here's the here's the Ouija board. Reminds me of our Whispers Estate.
Uh-huh.
Like,
where there were
why are there 17
Ouija boards? Bazillion of them, yep.
Yeah, that's not. I tried to get Nate to use them one, but he just wouldn't do it.
Nope.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were, other than Nate, they were like the second most adamant person. They're like, there is no way. I've never used it. I'm never going to use it. It was just funny, his reaction. I thought, that's our man, Nate. That's ain't going to happen. It was just funny how he kept it. They're like, come on. It's just, you know. And man, that guy's like, no, I take it serious. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't even want to attempt to try to something. He goes, my luck, something would happen. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much it. What else you guys have on the Lizzie Borden house?
Oh, my gosh. We're going.
Sorry, you just can't go with Amy and I.
That's all right. No, not for the romantic bed and breakfast Airbnb getaway.
That would kind of ruin the whole. I think most people know about the Lizzie Borden story.
And know that she did murder.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but now listening to the defense, you know, like when we watched that documentary, even back then they were smart. Like they were talking about how the actual, you know, case went, like, mm-hmm. you know, the prosecuting and the defense and how the trial went, and they came up with some decent ideas. And then the, you know, of course, current times, you know, we know a lot more than what they did 100 and some years ago, but yeah, there's some things that's like, okay, that is in favor of Lizzie not doing it. You know, that'd be, but I'm sorry, but too much pointed to her that.
I know a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You kind of just weigh the amount of evidence.
It's surprising that they couldn't convict her, but.
Well, they said.
My opinion.
Yeah. They said they were shocked. Like they could not believe. Yeah. Like in probably in today's.
Does that look like a face of a killer?
It doesn't. I mean, she's a school teacher, man. She's a Sunday
school teacher.
Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, don't know.
Yeah, you can never get that. I mean, even though she wasn't acquitted or convicted, I mean, she was acquitted.
Well,
that she's still known as a suspected homicide.
Yeah.
You know.
But she's, yeah.
Perpetrator or whatever, you know, like, oh.
They even said that why they thought maybe the maid and her had a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Lizzie, and that's why she was in on it, and that's mm-hmm. why she was like, "Do do 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 do." I'm just gonna keep cleaning the windows, and you know, she knew what who did it. But oh man, just crazy. Yeah, I say Lizzie did it, though. By the way, Nate, what say you?
I wouldn't think that's what you thought.
I don't know.
Up in the air.
I'd have to really dive into it and really look at all the evidence. I keep reading. Numerous sources saying
Butler that
there's no blood splatter on her or the maid after the incident.
They did say which is weird. But then they also said that they saw she changed her dress because she had a blue dress on earlier in the day. And then they found that. Or somebody saw her burning something and she said,
yeah, is it,
you know, but they thought it would be the dress. Yeah.
Yeah. See, again, Lizzie did. So, Nate, I'm kidding. I'm just
yeah, that's what I mean. Just
there's a lot of back and forth.
You'd have to take all the evidence and really sort of timeline it out and really ponder about it.
With all, I just know, like, with all the what I've heard and then watching that documentary, if you had to decide, like, just more evidence pointed to her doing it than, in my opinion, you know. What, Sean, have you seen enough? Like, have you listened to podcasts or shows or watched documentaries?
I have, and I think
that's why I'm saying she did it, because I've seen
the. I agree. I think she did it too, but mm-hmm. it is. They have, but it was enough that a jury did not, they're convict stupid. Her. So
they're morons. That's what I say. But, you know what? Document that.
You don't sound biased at all, but no, I think.
There's no bias.
I think she did.
I don't know. She did. So I won't tell her anything else. No,
I do think it's interesting. Like I said, if she was guilty, why would you stay in that community? Why wouldn't you just like go somewhere else? But I don't know.
She did at the end, or towards the end, or at some point she did. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's a fascinating story. I don't think it'll ever be technically solved, but she did it. So what I'm saying, but the paranormal and the creepiness after that, you mm-hmm. know, with what it is now, and I'm glad, and I guarantee. Whoever owns that, if they have 10 more owners, they'll keep it up. But I'm saying, I think in that area, that's probably part of the deal, that you can't just let it go to crap. You know, you got to make sure it stays clean and nice, mm-hmm. and you know, the decorations and all that. It's you got to keep the upkeep's got to be mm-hmm. top notch. You can't just let it fall apart. So that'd be a shame too.
Yeah,
how many places we've talked about and like, oh, such a shame they let the house just rot and
yeah.
they don't fix it up. Oh, well, it costs money. But I don't think this community would let that happen just because mm-hmm. what it is and the story that goes with it. And I think it's a nice community.
That's why it sold for two million smackers, right?
Oh, yeah. It ain't cheap.
She did it.
Oh, see, Nate's come to it. He's coming full circle.
Yeah. Well, she changed into another dress before the police arrived.
That's right.
They demanded she bring them the other dress, and Lizzie said, I burned it.
That's right.
They asked her, why did you burn it? Her answer, because I spilled paint on it.
Did. That's right. That's right. That's all coming together.
Then they're also saying that the hatchet
she did it.
was all shiny and clean, but missing the handle. The prosecution argued that Lizzie removed the handle because the blood seeped into the wood and couldn't be cleaned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She did it. I'm
watch the documentary.
Oh, that was great. I'm telling you, Amy and I were fascinated by it. You know, using today's forensics mm-hmm. with the testimony of the real trial. Oh, yeah. And the eyewitnesses. Yeah, she did.
She did.
So, anyway, so Sean.
I believe it. I do.
All right. Yep. All right. 3 for 3. Anything else? Is that it?
That's it.
Well, creepies, I hope you enjoy that Lizzie Borden topic. That was a good choice, Nate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say. Middle-aged, I'm going to say middle-aged moment.
Yes. How'd you do that? Well, I tried to do this again where I had a dark side picked. There is actually a reason why I switched this. Because this last weekend, Ella had Ella has a favorite song. She has a couple of different favorite songs, but one of them is called
40 Wax. Oh,
Stick Season. Yeah, Stick Axe Season, right? And this is it's a newer song by Noah Kahan or Kahan. I don't know how you say his name, but it's K A H A N. So however you say that, but it's Stick Season. It's one of her favorites, and I said, "Would you like me to use that sometime on a middle-aged moment?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I said, "I'll even give you a shout out when I do it." Damn. It is a really good song. Most people probably out there have not heard this, but it's good. Right. Good song. And it goes, as you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive. Because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign, kept on driving straight, and left our future to the right. Now I'm stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face, and memories are something even smoking something, we'll say wacky weed, does not replace. And I'm terrified of weather because I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the plains. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom. She forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought if I piled something good on all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from my dad. No, I'm no longer funny because I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever. Now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom. She forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream of each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So it goes in, it goes along. It's just this guy that's just, it is one of those songs where you can tell like there's, a feeling of remorse for things that obviously happened, you know, in a relationship. But it's just in a weird way, it's a feel good song too, you know,
yeah.
And Ella loves, it's very, it's catchy, you know, it's got a great, catchy tune to it. But it's just fun. So go listen to this. Like I said, I would not really know this if I hadn't. Ella was like, "Hey, you want to hear my favorite song, Sticks? I love Stick Season." Or if it comes on in the car, like, "I love this song. It's my favorite song." So shout out to Ella. And like I said, do yourself a favor. Go listen to this song. Okay. Just for feel good. But even though the message behind it sounds a little macabre, but yeah. It's not. So it's a middle-aged moment in my mind.
I actually like the 47 Wax myself. or whatever. 40, no, 41. 40 and 40. I don't know. No, that's good. That was good. Yeah. No, that was good. That's a good shout out. Good suggestion, Ella.
To the bean, right?
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you for that. And what do we got next? Oh, second announcements.
I do. They're right here. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, and Rumble, coming soon. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Please spread the word about our podcast. We sell all kinds of awesome-looking merch, so go get you some. So if you do enjoy our show, these are a few ways to help and a show support. Gosh, I don't know why I got... it's like the period at the end threw me. I was doing so well, too.
I don't usually put a period
bump, on the end. Bump, bump, dump, dump.
That's funny.
You put it down there, he'll read it, but not correctly.
Seagulls ate oranges by the... No, what? thank you, Sean. That was a really good average.
Stick season, baby.
Yeah, I guess. Nate?
Yep.
What do you have for us, sir?
Time to clean our hatchets and put them away, and that's a wrap.
Liz. I'm sad.
Are you? It Liz.
A little sad.
You know, I had another one I thought you were going to use, but I thought you were going
to say... Don't ask me no more questions.
Oh, that's a good one.
I thought you were going to say we've hacked this episode enough.
quite enough, right?
Oh, thank you, Nate, and thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 156 and our discussion on the historical and spooky Lizzie Borden house. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
keep it creepy.